It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson, and I have never been more excited to be with all of you today. It is October the 14th, 2024. It's 12:01 p.m. here on the East Coast of Central Florida. I am very grateful to be talking to all of you, and I want to say good morning to those of you who are here for the first time. We have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. It's a closed group, so we could see what we're saying amongst each other only, and you are welcome to go ahead and post your questions in the chat room, and we love that you're here. And welcome. I see everyone. I am going to be going into questions. I do want to address, of course, what we just here in Florida, what we've gone through briefly. And I have an Aries moon, so you know we'll be moving through this pretty quickly. And big shout out to Mark Husson for always putting on such an amazing show for you guys. And it's definitely a hard act to follow, but I'm more than thrilled to try. And as an eighth house Aries moon, I tend to, I don't know, maybe the older I get, I lean into other parts of myself, and I'm sure many of us by number, of course, feel the same way about ourselves. And all of you, I'm sure, feel that you can identify with specific parts of yourself. And I think at one time, that Aries moon was definitely one of the areas of my chart that I leaned into. And now over time, I feel like, yes, I want to move things. I want to move quickly. I still move quick in my body. I still have a lot to do. I have a pretty sharp focus on things. And then at the same time, when we go through periods of trauma, when you have an Aries moon, you're like prepared for anything. And you're like, I was definitely on top of it. This storm, for the first time in 35 years for myself, intuitively, and when I say intuitively, I mean every bit of my psychic energy was on this thing, which usually, you know, typically may not be the case. I know how to kind of dance certain things. This one I wasn't dancing around. I had no other choice but to stay with it because I knew people were in trouble and we felt it all over. At the same time, I really feel blessed to be in one piece. We're all in one piece. My children, all of us sustained such minimal damage and also no power losses. It was kind of a miracle that the winds were that crazy here and that we never lost the power, which I just still don't know how. But in any case, first time ever. And at the same time, I definitely, my heart goes out to all of the people. It hit home so intimately this time because some of my dearest friends in the state got hit hard and suffered and watched tornadoes. And that was the hard part. So just know, and as an Aries moon, you know, I'm kind of prepared for that tower energy at any time, or maybe I want to move through it and I want to help other people through it. And I do. And I tend to put a lot of energy out there through things. And then when it's over, it's like, okay, we're either going to get on with it or we're not. So we tend to do that. When things like this happen, however, we kind of have to go down before we come up. And so I'm still working my way up with you guys again. And I definitely felt this one. I'm relieved and grateful, but at the same time, I felt, you know, more than ever, I couldn't really lean into that Aries moon energy. So hopefully from here with the full moon coming, we'll do that together. I can't even tell you guys what part of it I was leaning into other than maybe Virgo and Cancer. I don't know. But it was a badass situation. And You know, if anybody out there needs help, please feel free to reach out, because we're willing to help. And definitely, I have family in North Carolina. They're still going through it. And it's a lot. It's a lot for humanness to go through. And so with that being said, I'm excited to be with you more than ever before. I cannot wait. Oh, I see somebody familiar in the chat room. Anita Ahuja has joined us this morning. Thank you so, so very much for your prayers. I'm always excited to see your face. Anita and I just had some dinner together recently, and it was great to catch up and see her. So I love you, and thanks for being here. You're making me laugh. C.A. Brooks is also here. Jennifer Dove, where are you? I saw you. I know you're here, and good morning to you as well. Thank you for your support always. And Tara, everyone in Canada, happy Thanksgiving to you. I know you've been I know you're starting your celebrations, and I know that you're still going on and celebrating. So we love that. You guys, hang on. I think we have a little bit of a rocket going off. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but a little morning surprise. It's just a small one, but we're rumbling a little bit. So when we go through a little bit of, I said for the next thunderstorm, I'm leaving town. So I'm definitely not staying here for any other, I'm saying this out loud, as long as it's safe to leave, I plan on leaving for any future hurricane. So with that being said, hopefully maybe I'll go out in the world and connect with the people that I love, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Okay, our rocket has subsided, so that was an interesting treat. But every little thing now, you guys know, it triggers me to pay close attention, and definitely going through some of that. And I think that we have to acknowledge the fact that when we go through some kind of trauma or anything that we, how about all of you? You know, I know I see some Floridians in here. Good morning, and many blessings to all of you. I know you went through a lot also, but you know, when we go through this kind of trauma, how many of you kind of go back to that? It triggers us. Quelly, I know you guys are still going through it as well. And I'm so grateful and blessed that you're here, and good morning as well. But how do you know what I mean about those, like, yeah, the crazy storms? I'm so grateful that you guys were okay in Gainesville, Michelle, Patricia, you too. I know. It's always the calm after. It's such a gorgeous day. And but every little thing, I kind of feel I'm still a little psychically edgy. So let's see what happens, and let's use some of that psychic energy that's building up to this full Aries moon, which I'm so excited about. And I could kind of tell it's coming already, because I've been setting a few things straight around and about. And sometimes Aries get themselves in trouble, so I try not to. I try to watch what I'm saying, or I'm more cautious now than I used to be, or watch what I do in action. And then we always have a joke about cutting off everybody's head, you know? So I try to tone that down a little bit now. And let's take a look. I'm so glad. Yeah, so much. It was, yeah, there are some rockets over here for sure. And there's some myth about that, you know, like old wives' tales, so to speak, about the area that we live in and everything. But I don't believe it anymore, because they used to say that everything swirled outside of us and not within us. And now that's proven wrong. So their wives' tales out the door about Titusville, but we'll see. All right, let me just go ahead and take some questions and... Somebody, let's read some of your comments. I want to say good morning, though. Hold on a second now. Let me just come in and get you guys. Tiffany, here we go. All right, let's take some questions, okay? I'm ready to go. Hi, Kat and the 1-2 family. I'm able to be here because I'm now unemployed. Oh, we don't want to hear that. Counting my blessings. I know there are much bigger things in the world, like the hurricanes. Hey, no matter what we're going through in the world, we all have our stuff. You know, we have our challenges, and no challenge is, every challenge deserves a focus and attention, no matter what we're going through in other places, because we're all human and we go through things at different times. And I would love feedback on anything in terms of being let go. I don't know, there's something in the air right now about this topic to begin with, because I've seen it a few times for the first time in a long time. And so I feel that it's really a lot of change coming up for you. And let me see what's ahead. And I do believe that this is another thing. This in itself, you know, when we go through storms in our lives on different levels, different layers, and all of these things. And I want to definitely see what's ahead for you. But in itself, it's your own storm, you know, and you honor that, and you be in it because you're in it, and we want to provide the support that you need to go through it. I'm going to tell you that I feel December right off the top of my head. Now, it's kind of an unusual time for the new, because of the new year around the corner, but let's take a look, because I feel like something, I know you're going to be looking. And I also believe something's going to show up, but let's just take a look, okay? I'm going to try to get a time frame for you. I'm already, the reason I'm saying December is because I am seeing my psychic calendar took me there, but I feel the Queen of Wands energy as well. So let's go ahead and look ahead for you, okay? It's very difficult when things happen. When we're expecting things, it's wonderful, because we're programmed as humans to be able to pretty much handle what comes our way. It's those unexpected moments that really, really throw us off a little bit, you know? So I'm sure you're shooken up just the same. Let me just take a peek here. Tiffany, you also have very strong protection from the other side. There's a male and a female. And this, again, is like the tower energy. You know, that unexpected, I didn't really see it coming, but you have a totally new perspective ahead, definitely a new position, like you're going to go back to work. I also think letting go and letting God, I don't think it's going to be long at all. And I would say you're going to be much more situated than you think in a very short period of time. October to December. It's interesting, though. They still lean towards that time. But November, you know, the sun in Sag is where I'm going with this. But November... of course, the sun goes into Sag. So somewhere in that November to December is where I feel like you're going to go. But Tiff, for some reason, they're saying to try to let go a little bit and let God and know that you have a brand new journey ahead. The reason I'm saying I think you're going to, I see that you're going to be working right away. The reason I'm saying that is because the Three of Pentacles, the Eight of Pentacles, and that Fool energy, that new journey, that new beginning. Also, I have to ask you, was there something that occurred in the month of August that you believe either triggered some of this, or did something go, like something occur that would tie into the month of August? And also, my other question is, did you have something on your mind at a time that could bring you a new beginning? So I believe that, okay? That definitely feels somehow tied together. Okay. All right. And I hope that's good. Let me know about that August thing. For some reason, they're taking me back to that. Okay. I don't know. It just keeps coming up. Yes. Okay. Let me just say this. Anita's announcing the news. The Europa Clipper is going to explore Jupiter's moon. Oh, how fun. Yes, we're close to Kennedy Space Center. So a lot of rocking and rolling over here. I'm so, so grateful. You know, I love, Denise, I love that you're saying you're doing the hot air balloon meditation. It's helping her let go and surrender. You are so welcome. I love that. Jasper's feeling better, so I'm so grateful for that. Tara, Lois, good morning to you. And let's take a look. Suzanne says she's an Aries moon as well. She says, great to hear you live. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today. I'm glad. Thank you. It's my husband's birthday and I'm trying to make it special, though I'm not feeling very well. Aw. There is a small exercise for that vertigo that we know of in real time, and it's worked for a lot of people, and I want to find it for you, Suzanne, and we could share it with everyone. That if any of you go through vertigo, and please always check with your doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but I do know exercise that helped me and many, many people I know tremendously. And I'm trying to get the doctor's name, but she's wonderful. Carol Foster, Foster. And she has like a 1.5 to 2 minute exercise that truly helps with this. Let me just make sure I'm finding the right thing. Carol Foster, MD. Wonderful, wonderful doctor and vertigo treatment. And they just seem to have updated it, but it's been around over a decade and it's very helpful. And no one has come back to me with a negative comment to date, Suzanne, so you might want to try that. And in the meantime, let's just take a look at you, okay? So exciting. Happy birthday also to your husband. You know, it's interesting because we want to honor these things. And then if we're not in the mood, it's like pressure of the day, you know. I think allow a little bit of flexibility with how you're going to celebrate. And I believe he will also. And you'll find ways. I feel like you're going to celebrate it more than once. Okay. I hope that helps. And let's just take a quick peek at you. I love that I have so many Aries moons in this room. I think that one of the things, hold on a second, let me just, I think one of the things about this the Aries moon is to really remind ourselves to embrace certain things and maybe not move too quickly. So I believe over time, a little gentle reminder of self is good that way, you know, to really feel it and explore things, because moving through them too quickly, it never really, I don't know, certain things, instead of going back and having to redo, you know, I think it's better to just say, okay, just remind yourself to be a little bit patient on things, and it really does work. Suzanne, you're going to have a wonderful celebration for your husband, number one. I definitely see you getting better, number two, feeling a lot better. You know, we go through these energy shifts,
Within ourselves as well. We have, I was just saying this to someone else going for a vitamin infusion this morning. We go through these energy shifts of highs and lows. Sometimes, you know, we have good and bad days. What I love to do also is track that moon cycle, because I think that we're in a Pisces moon, I believe. Wait, where are we? Monday. Yeah. We should be, because it's a high degree full moon, I believe, in Aries, if I'm not mistaken. Jennifer, you can correct me, please, if I'm, I think it's Pisces. It's got a, I feel it. So I get a little, I don't know. I energetically feel Pisces, because it encourages us to feel everything. And again, so tracking the moon cycles also help us, you know, shift our moods and understand maybe why we're feeling a certain way. And Pisces moon's always a little bit, sentiment, you know, or maybe a little bit, I don't even know what word it's emotional, and it is healing and it is creative, and we don't want to move too fast to get there, because Aries is going to take us there whether we want to go or not. So I feel that. Suzanne, you look great. You're going to start feeling better, and I'm so happy you're here, okay? And let us know what you do to celebrate. But I have a couple of celebrations that I believe you'll kick off, all right? All right, let's see. My beautiful godson's in the room. Good morning. I love the rockets, you guys. Lois, let's take a look. I cannot believe that. I feel like that baby's coming any second. She said that the baby was past due as of yesterday. Hold on, let's take a look at that. That's good news. We have a lot of babies being born right now. Okay, hold on now. Thank you, Jennifer. Pisces moon, she said, till Tuesday afternoon. Okay, thank you for that. I feel it, because something happens. And you all, if you start tracking, just try to challenge yourselves to track that moon cycle and see how you are, or maybe take a little note here. It's pretty fascinating how much we absorb planetary-wise, you know? And so I think that really does help. Now, who did I want to come to next? I could tell I'm starting to get into the vibe with you guys. And I was a little more nervous to be with you today, because I'm still kind of, I could tell I'm super sensitive about every noise, every flicker. And I want to make sure, you know, when we're like that, when we're like that and we're sensitive like that, the psychic energy is through the roof. So it becomes almost a lot to manage, you know? So, all right, let me see. Where was I going? You guys usually follow me. I wanted to answer another question, and I'm looking, okay? I see so many of you flooding into this room, and I'm so grateful that you're here, and good morning to everyone. All right, here we go. Marlene, I'm so grateful for that. I'm happy that things are going to work out. Okay, Lois's baby, let's go. not Lois's baby, but her grandbaby. I kind of feel it in my bones almost, like it's going to happen any hour. I can't imagine it going past that full moon. So let's take a look, okay? But I have goosebumps about, for some reason, tonight. You're going to see there's going to be more news. I could feel it. Yeah, 17 to 19. But tonight is more. Oh, yeah, the Ace of Pentacles. There's the delay. Yeah, that baby is definitely stubborn. So, Lois, I feel like she's going to start having some contractions very soon, if she hasn't already, around 3 o'clock. So keep me posted. I think the baby's being a little stubborn, though. But everything's going to be okay. So please come back and let us know. But I definitely feel it. Something's going to stir up today already. She's just frustrated. I see that all, of course. And you, maybe I'll check in later and see how everything is. But I'm feeling something around 3. They're actually showing me the birthing energy. The first card I pulled was the Ace of Pentacles. And it's like the physical reality of having, giving birth, you know, coming. So I love that as well. And then there's a little bit more of a delay, so she may labor for a bit, okay? And please tell me later what happens today, because I feel like it's going to start. And then I feel like we have a stubborn baby on our hands. But then an absolute sweetheart, all right? Let me check one more time. We can use great baby news. I had another birth with a wonderful client of a grandchild recently this week. So babies are being born again, and I love that. All right, let's take a look. Oh, yeah, I get another 3 p.m. I get an 8 p.m. also. I think we're going to start seeing some action today. Let's see what she does, okay? But I feel like she's highly charged, Lois. So lots of blessings to all of you. And come back and let me know. Almost part of me feels like they're not really saying everything about when it happens. They're going to kind of move through some early labor and stuff. I don't know why. They don't want to alarm anyone. And I think she's going to be, a typical awaiting mom. But I can't wait to find out. Okay, I'm smiling hard. Lots of love to you all. Let's take a look. Denise, I'm actually going to pull a card for you. So, you know, I'll say this, the Nine of Cups and the Nine of Cups is the wish card, right? And their wishes fulfilled only after you think really they're not, because they, it takes, because it's a nine. And, you know, when people see the Nine of Cups, they're like, oh, I'm going to have, you know, we say it's a traditional wish card. It's very Jupiter, Sag, ninth house energy, that kind of, but of course it's cups, it's water, it overflows. Sometimes it creates too much of something. Get that abundance. But in your situation, I feel like there's satisfaction coming after a period of a lot of frustration and difficulty. So you're really coming into a time of more joy and happiness. But it's also, you know, when too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. So they say, be careful about overdoing it. Maybe not too much food, not too much drink, not too much. Even exercise, not too much, whatever it is, ice cream, whatever. It's kind of a little bit of a, okay, keep things in healthy balance. You have joy coming your way. You have a happier time. You'll feel uplifted. And we love that part of it. It's just to remember to keep the balance in everything you do, okay? And I do hope that helps. And let's take a peek. So as soon as we believe that things were just like, are things ever going to get better? Or like you said, you let go, you surrender. I love that. I love that for you. And I know it's difficult to do, but it really does work. And so this is going to show itself to you. And then you'll say, after all that time of waiting for more, you know, after the difficulties you've sustained and have been through, you get your rewards at the end of the rainbow there. You know what I mean? So you're going to come into a happier time. And just keep everything in balance. Get enough sleep, get enough nutrition, get enough good health, that kind of, and exercise as well. That keeps everything in alignment, all right? Lots of self-care. Your spiritual practices will serve a higher purpose. I love that. And please come back and let us know how you're doing. All right, let's take a peek. Tyler, say hi to Danny for me. I'm so happy you're having a visitor. I know you guys are safe and sound up there as well. All right, let's take a peek here. Patricia says she has a question about her daughter and granddaughter. They seem to have been dealing with a lot of bad luck for the last 2 months. Do I see any relief for them? All right, let's take a look. And she says her granddaughter is training to be a flight attendant in January. You know what I think, Mom? I think you also get a lot of the storyline, and sometimes, for some reason I'm thinking this, you're probably getting a lot of the hardcore parts of the storylines, but there are some good ones as well. So I don't like, you know, the term bad luck. I mean, yeah, can we have bad luck? But is it really bad luck, or are we just going through, like, you know, we go through cycles and phases and energetic shifts, and it just seems like when it rains, it pours in our humanness, you know? I don't want to say that they have bad luck. I definitely want to say that things will shift, but I also think you get the harder parts of the story as well. So they think, I don't know if I ever said this out loud, and, you know, to give you an example, I feel, we have to remember that as mothers, Like one day I was talking to Sydney and she, I knew there were people in the background there, or her friend was in the other room or something like this. And she went into this story and this horrible whatever situation, and she was sad and this and that and the other thing. And I was like, oh, petrified. I was like, oh, how am I going to help her through this nightmare, blah, 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 blah. And then 2 minutes later, she didn't know she left the phone off on the hook. I was still listening. And her friends were laughing up a storm like nothing ever happened. And I'm not saying things aren't happening. And then as it was at that moment, it's an analogy and an example of what, you know, mom and grandma get the weight of and the brunt of all the negative energy, but they do have some positive things happening. So even though Sydney's story was very real to her, there were also other things going on that were very positive at the time, you know. And if I didn't stay on the phone, I wouldn't have realized there was another side of this, you know, whatever it, you know what I mean. It's very it's very true what our, especially, I don't know about all of you girl moms out there, but I think the girls are worse than the boys because they kind of give it to us, you know. And at the same time, I want to take a look at their safety, and that's the most important part. And I do believe they're going to come out of this cycle pretty quickly, okay? You're going to hear some happier stories as well. But I think that we have that in us, a human nature. I try to be aware of it as a daughter myself, you know, or because I know what my kids do. And I think we go through these generational shifts, and hopefully, I think you're following along. So I don't want you to be too sick with worry is what I'm saying. Because some of it is very good ahead, okay? Yep, I see safety. I feel worry. I do feel worry. I see brand new beginnings, and I feel like it's going to be an amazing new year, and that's just the start of it. So try not to worry too much. There are some great things coming. I do not see bad luck. I feel like sometimes we lose sight of our spiritual support systems and things like that. I definitely feel good about that. So, also, I feel like there's better news. I'm not going to be surprised if your granddaughter, I hear that she's going for flight attendant. I see your words. I'm wondering if she's going to work on the ground for a bit. For some reason, like at the airport or something like this. I don't know. I feel like there's something about a shift and really getting into something, really something bright and new for her that I don't know why I feel this, but like an attendant that is still at base. Yeah, I don't know what I mean by that. She may like that. So try not to worry too much. I feel only better ahead. Okay? That's. And I do hope that helps. Gwen, good morning to you. I love all of you fiery moons out there and everyone else as well. Let me just see. Lori Love is in the chat room this morning. Good morning to you. I love that it's a learning experience. Yes. They do give it to us, don't they, Michelle? Let's take a look at what. Okay, so I told her fire sign was coming into her life, and she's asking, did he accidentally take the wrong turn? I didn't know. I kept I'm saying the same thing, which is a really good sign, and stop looking for it so it can find you. And that's the key. Sometimes when we look at that pot of water boiling, it doesn't really boil. So stop looking for it and just let it go. And if I've said it more than once, that's a great sign, because I don't remember saying it more than once, but I do recently remember saying it. So if it's pretty good. Sometimes the larger the prediction, the more time it takes to happen. It's a big circumstance. I could tell you all with a very honest heart that someone predicted my husband many, 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 many moons ago. And I never held on to what they said, because what I actually said was, I'm not going to marry a Cancer, at the time when it was first predicted to me. And then a very famous musician said it again. And I thought, I'm not going to marry a Cancer. You know, I just kept thinking that. And so I couldn't put two and two together. And you just never know. And sometimes when certain things are just worth waiting for. But we don't want to look too hard, and we don't want to expect too much, because it's when we least expect it that it occurs, and sometimes in the exact way. And yes, until you meet that fire sign, because this has only been, I haven't known you for that long a period of time, but I have, we're racking up a little bit of time now. But if I've said it a few times, you can probably take it to the bank. And I'm not cocky when I say that, because I'm humble. I want to give everything to God. I definitely feel blessed for my gifts, and I never want them taken away. So I'm humble when I say that. But if I said it more than once, that's a very good sign, because I have no recollection of that. And that's also a good sign. Okay. So I wanted to address it, because I don't want to give up on a prediction that has been told a couple of times in a short period of time. And so let's see what occurs. So try to let go and let God, or whoever your higher power is, however you can surrender it, stop looking for it. And I've had some really cool stories about people who really let go. I always say, pretend it's going to happen 20 years from now, and like, just let it go at that. Whatever it takes to tell yourself to let something go, especially around predictions, it's very true. And it's usually in those moments that we give it up that it shows up, okay? It's in those moments we give it up that it shows up. And that is an understatement. And I have some really fun stories one day, hopefully I could put into a book form, about people calling me kicking and screaming and saying that didn't happen. And the very next day it does, because they finally let it go. And down to a deadline day, actually, and sometimes the same day. So let's go with that. I didn't want to ignore that question. I'm not afraid of it, and I'm excited for you. And I actually just pulled the King of Wands, so I can't change that, okay? All right, you come back and share, and just keep don't look for it, okay? I think here's another thing, guys. We always feel like we have to do something to get something. Do. Am I missing it? Am I not taking the right turn? Why am I waiting? I've been waiting so long. What is waiting? We have to live. And especially more than ever before, we have to live and truly be grateful for our moments and look at the positive aspects of what's taking place. Surely we have moments of serious grieving. We have moments of sadness. We have moments of disappointment. More than anything else in the world, we hate being disappointed, but we even furthermore hate disappointing others. For the most part, you're all fantastic, right? You know, no matter what is happening, you're going to try to do the right thing. But sometimes moving too quickly or going towards it or being over assertive or honestly telling ourselves lies that we have to keep trying. Sometimes sitting back, letting go of what that is, really brings it to us. Same way with our employment. I want to come back to, hold on one second. I wanted to come back to here when we're looking for employment, Tiffany. Sometimes opening ourselves up, like she said, she'd like to go to work for herself again. There is actually something, sure, we could plan this, but there's something coming by way of employment. I feel really good about it. For some reason, it's going to be lighter than before and better communication. I do think there were some weird people in that place for some reason, but that's what I mean about August. Maybe somebody, like you said, somebody's basically gunning for you, you know. You want to be in a non-toxic environment, and I feel letting go and letting God will do that in this circumstance. Sometimes we don't realize how out of alignment we are in a certain location until we wind up later aligned. And I think that's true with relationships. Until we're all, you know, maybe aligned with the right person or connected to a healthy relationship or whatever it may be, we don't realize how difficult the lessons were previously. And I believe that every learning experience leads to not only the wisdom and understanding for our next maybe cycle or phase or relationship or job or whatever it may be, but everything that we do feeds into where we are and who we are. And so I feel a lot of this today with all of you, and I'm sorry for those of you under the weather. Maureen, I'm definitely some healing time is warranted. I know that traveling always, you know, take it easy, nurture yourself. And that's another thing. A lot of you caretakers out there don't get the nurturing that you need, but I feel we'll turn around within 2 days, Maureen, and things will look a lot brighter, okay? That full moon is going to bring you also some really good energy, and I do hope that helps. Let's see who else. Somebody else said that they were unwell. Laura, thank you so much for your well wishes. She said she's been not well since last Tuesday night. She could swallow, and it sounds like there's a little bit of a bug going around. I'm glad you're quarantining. I hope that I feel 3 more days. I think this is a big one for you. 3 more days for a good turnaround. Make sure you're feeding yourself well. I'm sure you are, or as you feel like eating a little more at a time. And the Queen of Pentacles is the card I pulled, so we know you'll be of good health and safety, foundation, and definitely getting stronger in your physical body, okay? You'll be feeling better soon as well. And let me see who is next. It's funny because I really honestly have to tell you guys, I know I'm going to drive my husband insane. And there's no getting around it. I'm definitely, what's that noise? Because when you have alarms, like, I don't know. It's just, the tornadoes were, I don't know. I could tell I am flinching about it. But I will drive him crazy. I can tell you guys up front. Happily and admittedly. All right, Beth, let's take a look at you. And Catherine, we'll come back to you next time, okay? But I want to take a peek at Beth and happy belated. And I think we looked right before, but we'll do it again soon. Good morning, she says. I would love a career message. I have a small one-person business. All right, let's take a look. Isn't this interesting? Down the road, I feel a two-person business, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's the first vision they're giving me, and I want to stick to it. I feel very strongly about this, and I don't know if it's somebody on the outside that's going to help you or someone within that's going to be a support person. And I do have that one moment now. Well, that's actually a good vision ahead, so we'll hang on to that, okay? Put that on the back burner for a moment. But it tells me there's expansion. That's how I feel. And I believe it's also a vision of what you're supposed to, the reaching out to others or allowing for others' assistance, this kind of thing. I feel that. You're going to be back on top by the time the sun's in Sagittarius. I see you building towards a larger, I want to call it a foundation, and yet I also want you to know there's going to be some other, it's almost like lily pads, exploration, and people coming in towards you. But this vision of this other person is so strong that's going to be a helper of sorts. And it also signifies in the bigger picture, It's a message of getting external support. I feel this, or help from another person that could do something you may not be able to do on your own. That's going to help grow your business. And I pulled the Ace of Pentacles, and it's fear that's holding you back a little bit. And I also believe that there's a lot of feminine protection around you from above, like your, I say great grandmother, grandmother energy, mother energy, like this kind of lineage, that maternal side. You have those protectors, but there's something about the feminine divine, and I don't know if this has anything to do with what you're doing, that I feel so strongly about, which means there's a nurturing, there's a, it's kind of like manifesting in a softer way when I get that feminine energy. Nurture yourself. The more you nurture yourself, the more your business is nurtured, and yet accepting help from others. There's one person that's going to come in that's going to really maybe refer you to somebody, do it. There's the referrals coming. There's something like this, a bigger, I don't want to say a bigger, I say a broader audience or this kind of thing. And January looks fantastic for you, okay? Also, there's a lot of, you know what I'm feeling? A lot of spice. There's a spiciness about it that's going to take off. That's how I feel. So you'll get busy. You'll get moving. And I do believe you're going to make some money next year, which looks also very, very good, okay? And I do hope that helps. All right. We have a full moon in Aries that we're so excited to be with you for this week. And I'm sure there are many other things out and about. Please be well. Please protect yourselves. Take care of your energy always. And I do believe that we're going to go into some of that soon, so I'll be excited to bring that here, and we'll have some little teachings and stuff like that. I know many of you know Lori Love, Lori the Love Sherpa, one of our favorite topics. And Chris just came in and said, the hearing the wind still gives me PTSD. Yeah, it's an interesting, definitely interesting. And after 35 years, I could tell you guys, we're seasoned. But this one was a little different than the rest. And It hit close to home. And I've been directly hit before, but this was a little different. It felt different. And I'm going to stick with what I feel deeply, psychically, and know. So I'll be leaving next time to be with you guys in a very, who knows what new area I could find and explore. And I said to Steve, jokingly, I'm going to leave for the next thunderstorm, so beware. All right, you guys. So happy Aries full moon to all of you. So, so excited. And thank you for being here today. Jay Barbell, thanks for being our producer. Everyone. And let me tell you guys, I am so excited to announce Lori the Love Sherpa coming up next. But C.A. Brooks, I also miss you and I still want to announce your show. And it is tomorrow at noon. So you guys, you take care. Or noon Eastern, okay? You all take care and we'll see you soon, okay? Have a great week. Bye, everybody.